Hello and welcome to the Western Plains Cultural Centre podcast for, we're recording it on the 27th of November 2012, just a month before Christmas. It's a bit of the hunter has turned the hunted today. I'm going to be interviewing our education officer, Shona McCready-Lane, who normally asks all the questions about the recently opened Education Resource Centre. Shona. You've recently opened an Education Resource Centre. Do you want to give us a bit of a brief rundown of what it is first?
I will do. Thank you, Andrew. Okay, our new Education Resource Centre is a, what I like to think of as a research hub, a place where the general public can come in and access a variety of different researchers to undertake their own research. Also a place for schools to come in with their students to undertake some different programs. I suppose I can get specific and go through the different avenues for research. Primarily, I suppose the main part of the room in terms of providing research avenues was a project that we undertook with the National Library in their use of Trove, which is digitisation of local newspapers. So we've been digitising the Dubbo Liberal and Macquarie Advocate, and so far we have from 1892 till 1927 digitised, and we're working our way towards 1954 in that, so that's a fantastic avenue for research. Just one of the many avenues.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose the next most important thing, or probably equally as important, is that we can now access our collections, the museum and gallery collections, in two new ways. Firstly, we can access it via the online catalogues, the collection management software, so you can access all of our museum and gallery objects and works online, and you can also request to see them on display in the ERC itself. So if they're not on display in any of the exhibitions, you can request for a specific object to be viewed independently, which is really a fantastic avenue.
It is. Now, you said there are many avenues. So you've got the newspapers,
yep,
and you've got the ability to look at the objects online and then also ask that you brought out and seen in the flesh.
Yep.
So what else is there?
There's a couple of other avenues. We can now access local historical photographs via links to Macquarie Regional Library's photographic collection. They've all been recently digitised, so we have links to those in our computers. And we also have access to our Flickr photo sharing resource, which is again online. And of course, you can utilise Google via our Apple Macs.
Okay, then. Ooh, Apple.
Yes.
Okay. But there's a lot of online material, obviously.
Yep.
How do you think that works, combining the online material with the real material? Because the traditional model of a museum has been sort of get the buggers here.
Yeah,
really.
Absolutely.
Whereas if it's online, they can be anywhere. How do you see that fitting in?
I think it's fantastic value in both ways. If they're here, if they do come and visit, they can see the object for itself either on display in an exhibition or having requested to see it independently in the ERC, and then they can get online and extend their research through the different avenues that I've been talking about. So it really sort of value adds to the museum experience. If you're external to the museum, you can use the resources, museum or gallery, you can use the resources independently for your own research. So for schools, if they're studying a particular Australian artist and they want information on that Australian artist in connection to something that we have here at the gallery, they can simply use their smart boards and project it into their classrooms. So it's fantastic for that, as well as general public doing their own research outside of our walls.
Okay. So there's a lot of material there for the public to use. Now, who can use this? You keep mentioning students.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that's restricted just to students?
No, definitely not restricted to students. Where the ERC is open as the museum and gallery are open, so the same hours, and it's open to the public. It's completely free to enter in, so you can wander in just as you would the museum and gallery and sit down and use the resources freely.
Okay, then. And that's from 10 till 4 every day?
Every day,
okay.
Except Tuesday.
Right, yeah, then. Now, it's not just a space with some computers in it. It's actually, it's got a bit of a theme to it. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's a fantastic 1950s classroom theme. So this site that we're located on used to be Dubbo High School, and from the original sort of idea of the Western Plains Cultural Centre, the room was always intended to be some sort of link back to that site, the Dubbo High School site, and of course for student use. The fit-out of the room is 1950s, so old-school lift-up desks, a blackboard, and all the different bits and pieces that you'd expect to find in an old-school classroom.
Yeah, there's some fabulous books in it, and it's It's an interesting part of the museum because everything that's not behind glass is touchable. So you can take out the books and you can read them. You can play with the cuisinaire rods. You can do all sorts of things. So there's a lot of room for discovery for young and old.
Absolutely. I think it really resonates with everyone who went to school in that period and even, you know, 20 or 30 years either side of it. School classrooms don't tend to change too much. So people who experience that type of education really have it really has a nostalgic impact on them. And then the young children that are coming through and who are very accustomed to clean, slick classrooms with, you know, ultra-modern technology are really fascinated by how things used to be. So it's definitely a fantastic experience for visitors young and old.
Okay, then. Now, can they get a recreated classroom experience with an oldie-worldie teacher?
Absolutely. I will do my best to be the oldie-worldie teacher, or I can recruit some of my volunteers who actually may have taught at the school or at least were a student here in the days when the site was Dubbo High School. There's a number of programs that have been developed, so you can come along to the old Dubbo High School site study, which has been around for a year and a half or so now and now incorporates the ERC. Primary kids can come in and do an old school days program where they write on slate boards and explore the old globe light school cases and all sorts of wonderful old school activities. You can also come in and be a historian or be a curator for the day, and they're both interesting activities to use the ERC.
Okay. It sounds very interesting. How do you think this sets up the museum for the future?
Well, I think it's interesting in its use of technology. I think technology is going to be crucial now and into the future, and the fact that we've got state-of-the-art Macs in a museum space now I think is just a sign of where things are going. I also think it's really important to be interactive in terms of engagement, so allowing people to be hands-on and to really facilitate their own movement through a museum and to utilise it how they want to utilise it rather than being restricted to sort of just looking at things in cases and being guided around the place as per a story or a designated path. I think it really, really opens up to allowing people to do their own thing and use it as they wish.
Okay. What were the particular challenges when you were putting the room together for the first time? I know from semi-personal experience that it's been a very long project. What sort of obstacles did you face?
I suppose, this has been a shared project overall. You started it, as you know, and then it
no,
came
I didn't
to
start.
Me.
It was given to me on my first day.
There you go.
I didn't start.
And then
I
passed it to Lara as I went on maternity leave. So I suppose in terms of what I did in researching and sort of developing the plan for the room to come through, the most difficult thing is, I suppose, trying to make sure that you are accurate in representing a specific period of time that you've chosen to represent. So really making sure that your research is thorough and the things that you put into the room are connected to that era so that you're not sort of disrespecting anyone or taking away from its authenticity. And the other thing, of course, is money. We always have the issue of, you know, finding where the funds have come from. But this has been fantastic. It's been provided by the Amati Family, Macquarie Publications and Arts New South Wales funding has brought the room to life, so that's been fantastic. Yeah, they're probably the two main challenges.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you had an unlimited budget, mm-hmm. what would you have changed?
What would I change with an unlimited budget? I'd put more Macs in the room. I'd put a Mac on every desk. At the moment we have six, which is fantastic, and it is sufficient for general public use. But in terms of having a classroom full of students and running a program, I'd really like to have more technology that can be taken away, of course. The Macs can be put away and hidden so that we do have a beautiful 1950s classroom experience that's genuine. But giving students more access to the computers to run a full-on program in there would be really nice.
So if the CEO of Apple Australia
is
just
listening,
happens
yes.
to be listening on his... What's those things they make? The iPods.
That's
if he's
it.
Listening on his iPod, he knows who to contact.
Yeah, send it our way.
Indeed. Now, what do you think, looking forward then to the future, you think this is the interactivity is going to be vital mm-hmm. to the continuation of the museum. How do you think the general public is going to use it, or is that something that it's almost a suck-it-and-see approach at the moment?
Well, what I envision or what I hope for the general public to do is to come in. I suppose, well, the first thing is that we intend to station someone, be it a volunteer or potentially other next year, in the room to act as a research aide or a research assistant. So I hope that the general public will come in and maybe having looked online at our objects, maybe requested to see one on display in the ERC, come in and have a chat to our research aide about it, and they might provide some avenues that you can go down in researching that object or that artwork or artist, and then go from there in exploring what they find on the MACs as well as in the room and then out into the museum and gallery. I really hope people just take it on board and think of it as another research option or another research avenue when they're undertaking any sort of local history investigation, family history investigation, or a teacher preparing their lessons or a student university student studying. Just come in and use it.
Excellent, excellent. What do you think of the... this seems to be moving further and further away from almost the cult of the object, that you need to be able to see the object. And it's interesting that you still have got the ability to bring things out of the collection that aren't also on show. But a lot of what you've been speaking about is it's the virtual world.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a real experience for students? Is that something that students respond to? Or is it just a cheap and convenient way of reaching them in the current way of thinking?
I think it's a convenient way of reaching them and a way that they are incredibly familiar with, and therefore an avenue that we should use because it's what they know and it's how they do access lots of things in their lives today. But I don't think you can go past the value of seeing an object. I still think it's really valuable to get your hands on something, or if you can't have your hands on it, at least be in its proximity. Having taken objects out to schools in boxes for the kids to explore, they just love having their hands on things and being able to explore them freely themselves. So I think there's value both ways still, and I like the fact that we can integrate them and it can play out together.
Very good, very good. Okay, is there anything you want to add about the space?
If
the CEO of Apple is listening, or any teachers who want to get in contact with you, how do they go about booking a session?
Absolutely. First of all, I'd suggest you go online to our website, and you can have a look at the education section. If you click on the education link and go there, the resources that have been developed for use in the room have been uploaded, so you can access those there, and also my contact details are there. So you can email me or give me a call and I'll happily take you through what's available and get you sorted out to come in next year.
And the website is? The website is, I'll answer that. Asked and answered. The website is wpccdubbo.org.au.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
Yes, that's the one. Okay, well, look, it is a fantastic space. I'm not aware of any other regional institution who has got anything even remotely similar. These are the sorts of things that are either specific built, they're either a classroom, which schools go to have classroom experiences, or they're a research centre, and the research centres tend to be either in libraries, they're a technology and information-based organisation, or in the very larger centres. And I know that one of the things that we looked at way back in the day when it was first given to me was the Discovery Centre down in Melbourne Museum, which is themed white kitchen. Right. So lots of white cupboards and bits of pieces. But I think the decision that we made here to turn it into a proper classroom gives it a lot more use for us. And I think we got a lot better bang for our dollar.
Absolutely.
From it. Yeah. But anyway, it's a magnificent room. Anyone who hasn't seen it, please come on down. You've got all Christmas holidays to take advantage of it. Even if all you want to do is just check your emails. Is that allowed? Can
Absolutely.
People come and check their emails?
Yep.
Yes?
They can.
Will they have a volunteer looking over their shoulder?
No, they won't.
Indeed. So look, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That is Shona McCready-Lane, Education Officer. If you've got any comments or you want to contact us, just head to the website, wpccdubbo.org.au, and you'll find all our contact details there. We would love to hear from you.
Thanks.
Okay, so it's goodbye from me.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.